This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning on a rather lovely Wednesday, the 15th of June. Now, this Friday, the Malaysian Bar is staging a walk for the independence of the judiciary at Padang Merbok in response to the anti-corruption probe into Justice Mohamed Nazlan Ghazali, the judge who presided over the SRC International 1MDB trial and convicted former Prime Minister Datuk Sri Najib Razak.
Back at the beginning of May, a group of former bar presidents had pushed for the Bar Council to organise a walk for justice to protest against judicial interference and intimidation. This was then decided on during an EGM of the Malaysian Bar on the 27th of May. The upcoming march follows a long tradition of lawyers demonstrating on legal issues. One of the biggest lawyers' protests was the Walk for Justice organised in 2007 following the VK Lingam judge-fixing scandal, which saw over 2,000 lawyers march.
However, given the current climate of political polarisation, how much of an impact will Friday's protest make? So joining us on the line is Dato' Ambiga Srinivasan, a lawyer and activist, as well as former president of the Malaysian Bar. Dato', good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Now, you were among the first to call for the Bar to stage a protest in defence of judicial independence last month following the report of MACC investigations into Justice Nazlan Ghazali. Why?
Thank you for having me. Yes, why is a good question. I lived through the 1988 judicial crisis and also the 2007 Lingam Gate, I will call it, what you mentioned just now. I know an assault on the independence of the judiciary when I see it. It doesn't come with whistles and bells or announcements. It is always done subtly. It's dressed up as something legal. And we have to be ever vigilant to make sure that this never happens again. So, yeah, could I give you a little bit of context, actually, about
sure.
this case?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think what people are missing, because there was a lot of argument about whether MACC has the powers to investigate, etc., and a lot of time was spent on that. I actually believe that they have the powers to investigate. My quarrel is with the way in which it was done. Now, let me just give you the context, okay? So April 21st, there was a report by a blogger suggesting that Joe Low had paid either one to two million ringgit into the account of the judge. The very next day, I believe, or very shortly thereafter, MACC publicly announces they are investigating following a report being made. By the way, that report of RPK on April 21st doesn't even make sense. Okay? So anyway, MACC comes out and they decide to go public. It is June now. How long does it take to check a bank account to ascertain if money has gone into the judge's account? And I'll tell you also that it's not the usual SOP to make such a public announcement. Generally, MACC treats all these with secrecy. And such reports are supposed to be usually kept secret. They receive hundreds of reports. Do they disclose all of them? So the question is, why this one? And I am confident that there is nothing there in that allegation, nothing there in the account. And I want to know why MACC hasn't come up with the findings in relation to that. It's 2 months. It's already 2 months. And they have left it lingering. And that, to me, that is very irresponsible, because you're talking about a sitting judge that they're treating this way. It's a bad precedent.
Very valid points, Dato. But I want to highlight a little bit of history, and you also mentioned it earlier. There was a walk in 2007, and that was also regarding the issue of judicial independence. And now we're having another walk this Friday. Does this indicate the state of the judiciary has not improved in the intervening decade?
Oh, on the contrary, actually. I know after the 2007 walk, the Judicial Appointments Commission was established. And I believe it was growing, the judiciary was growing from strength to strength. And currently, we have a very strong judiciary under a very fearless and honest CJ. And I think we are having our best moments where the judiciary is concerned. So the pushback must come. If there is any attempt at weakening the judiciary, as I said, never again. We must never again go back to that situation where the judiciary was weak for many reasons that you've already mentioned. So I think it doesn't indicate the state of the judiciary has not improved at all. Quite the contrary. The state of the judiciary has improved. It's strengthened, and we need to ensure it doesn't fall back.
So, Dato, what do you want to see come out of this march? What is the outcome that you'd hope to follow on from the protest on Friday?
Oh, I think, right, first of all, the protest is necessary because, between elections, the only way the public can display their opinions or their views or their feelings about a matter is really by either speaking up or going to the street. Mm. It's a right that we have. So that is something that everyone has to get used to. What I expect from this walk is actually to send a very strong message to all those who seek to undermine the judiciary that they have to stop and that we know what they're doing. They need to know that we know exactly what they're up to. We're not fooled in any way by the manner in which they try to dress it up as, issues of law, etc. So that's my hope for this, that a very strong message goes out that the bar will stand up to fight for the independence of the judiciary. We will not allow it to be undermined.
Do you then expect to see a good turnout among the legal fraternity for this march then? In the past, as many as 2,000 lawyers marched in 2007?
I expect to see more, frankly. Lawyers always rise to the occasion. And I think I would expect to see more lawyers turn out.
Okay, so you're confident that we'll see a big turnout. I would want to ask you, Dato, how do you respond to accusations of double standards by the Malaysian Bar in terms of what issues it chooses to defend? Because we have heard some who argue that there's a credible case to be made for Justice Nazlan to have recused himself from the 1MDB trial. I guess, how would you respond to these types of allegations?
Oh, wait, you know what? The Bar is used to all sorts of allegations, okay? We have always been consistent, and it's not difficult to be consistent because when you talk about the rule of law, it's established. The judiciary is a third arm of government and a very important component of the rule of law. It's clear-cut. The legal aspects of it are clear-cut. So we remain consistent on those issues, on the principles that are involved. So, I mean, people will say all sorts of things. They don't like what we say. Many people don't like what we say, but then that doesn't mean we don't say it if it's right. So I think, you say that a credible case made for Justice Nazlan. Well, I don't know about that, but I will not comment further because there is an application before the court, I believe, that was recently filed. So I don't think it's proper for me to comment further. Let the court decide. The courts decide. You see, for me, that's the right way to take up any challenge. You take it by filing an application and you go to court. You don't do this collateral exercise, attacking a judge personally and not certainly in the manner that it's been done.
Dato, I have a general question for you, a broader question, actually.
Yes.
And that is whether Malaysians, some of us question our faith in the legal system. We've seen a series of acquittals, some people not being charged. What do you say to Malaysians who have doubts in the legal system then?
I think the legal system has to cleanse itself. And I think when people have, when you see something like that happening, there are enough people who respond to that or comment on that. But I also see that that really the legal system is improving, all right? I mean, these things are a work in progress. So you say all the problems that exist with the judicial system, I mean, you're dealing with human beings at the end of the day, so there's bound to be. But we must speak up whenever we see something like that happening. So there's no doubt in my mind that it is a work in progress. It requires us to be vigilant at all points. But I think what we are fighting for is something quite fundamental, which is really the independence of the judiciary, the whole institution. So, I think if Malaysians must have faith, because the judiciary is the only institution that stands between the might of the state and ordinary people. So we must have faith, and we must do that by always speaking up and by also ensuring that it's not undermined in any way. The independence is not undermined in any way.
Dato, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That was lawyer and activist Dato Ambiga Srinivasan, also former president of the Malaysian Bar, talking about the lawyers' walk that's scheduled for this Friday to protest against any interference with the judiciary. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.